Scott Andrew watched 75% of his income vanish overnight. The beverage wholesale business he'd walked away from had been his financial security, and now it was gone. Most entrepreneurs would have panicked, pivoted desperately, or simply given up. Instead, Andrew set his alarm for 4:30 a.m. and started delivering newspapers while his wife returned to work as a flight attendant. This wasn't desperation. It was the beginning of a philosophy that would eventually build multiple Inc. 5000 fastest-growing companies and transform thousands of lives. What separates those who crumble from those who rise? The answer lies not in avoiding adversity, but in how you build your foundation before the storm arrives. The Leaning Tower of Pisa and San Francisco's sinking Millennium Tower share a fatal flaw: weak foundations beneath impressive structures. Meanwhile, the Burj Dubai stands tall because builders drove steel pilings 160 feet into bedrock before constructing a single floor. Your business follows identical physics. Brilliant ideas, charismatic leadership, and innovative products mean nothing without proper foundation. That foundation consists of four non-negotiable elements: fervent work ethic, humble pride, mental toughness, and faith. Here's the challenge. Unlike physical buildings where foundations are completed before construction begins, entrepreneurial foundations must continuously strengthen as your business grows. Each new level of success requires deeper pilings, stronger supports. This explains why promising startups collapse after initial success. They mistake momentum for foundation. Fervent work ethic means working with burning intensity that ignites everything you touch. Research shows billionaires typically wake around 5:30 a.m. for good reason. Pre-dawn hours offer something magical. Andrew discovered 3 to 4 morning hours accomplish what normally takes 6 to 8 during busy days. By lunchtime, he's effectively a full day ahead. Compound this over weeks, months, years, and you've added 3 productive days to every week compared to 8 o'clock sleepers. But intensity without purpose burns out quickly. Jerry Williams exemplified sustainable intensity, rising to co-owner and president of Boxdrop through relentless helpfulness and zero complaints. Like coach Woody Hayes, who resolved, "Nobody would ever beat me by outworking me," Jerry created Merito, deservance rather than entitlement. You know you deserve success because you've earned it. This quality becomes contagious, spreading like fire through organizations. Pat Summitt devoted an entire chapter to make hard work your passion, boldly telling opponents, "I'm going to outwork you. That's it." She won 1,098 games and 8 national championships with that simple philosophy. Success demands confidence, yet unchecked confidence becomes arrogance that blinds you to growth. When Andrew's company ranked high on Inc. magazine's 5,000 list, a team member delivered brutal feedback. Become the public face, get fit, build social media presence. Rather than defending himself, Andrew acted, launching social platforms, losing 30 pounds, and maintaining a polished appearance. This willingness to accept criticism finally pushed him to complete this book after years of procrastination. True humility means recognizing there's always more to learn. Yet humility alone creates doormats, not entrepreneurs. Balance it with healthy pride, taking delight in accomplishments, hard work, creative problem solving, and upholding ideals of honesty and commitment. Unlike egotists trapped in what Max Ehrman called the vanity bitterness cycle of constant comparison, successful entrepreneurs focus inward. Like basketball coach John Wooden, who perfected his team's offense rather than obsessing over opponents, they concentrate on customers rather than competitors. This pride must be earned through sacrifice: financial, temporal, physical, and intellectual. Having sacrificed themselves, they recognize and value the sacrifices of others. Mental toughness, fortitudo mentis, reflects the warrior leader ideal of mental and physical strength. Everyone has a mental toughness quotient shaped by experiences, failures, successes, and values. You can intentionally strengthen it or carelessly weaken it. Substance abuse, poor health habits, negative influences, and mindless entertainment erode it. reading, competitive sports, positive associations, meditation, and challenging projects build it. Andrew developed the RAISM program, Reading, Associating, Investing, Surrounding, Entertaining, Meditating, and Educating. Reading gives access to decades of expertise. Association, in-person idea exchange, creates the biggest impact on mental toughness. Unlike reading's minimal downside, associations either excellently build or severely damage mental strength. Teaching others develops mental toughness. Start journaling about your industry or business solutions. This builds knowledge that creates teaching moments. Mental toughness means standing by principles even when costly, as Andrew experienced walking away from businesses that compromised his values. The more successful you become, the more people try to take what you've built. Building your mental toughness quotient isn't optional, it's survival equipment. Faith represents the most powerful foundational element, the complete absence of doubt rather than mere belief or hope. Consider the dichotomy paradox. Calculating every step before walking would paralyze you. Similarly, planning for every business contingency creates paralyzing doubt. Faith propels people to accomplish what others deem impossible. Mental toughness handles daily rigors, but faith provides confidence that despite unpredictable challenges, you'll identify and resolve problems quickly. This isn't blind optimism. It's trusting your adaptive abilities. Faith-driven entrepreneurs build disruptive, fast-moving businesses unencumbered by excessive analysis or corporate hierarchies. Faith extends to team building, where you trust your ability to assess people and predict collaboration outcomes. Despite society's wariness of judging, sound judgment comes from objective study, learning from successful people, and practical experience. Faith transforms unseen ideas through verbalization and work into tangible reality. Organizations combining fervent work ethic, humble pride, mental toughness, and high faith become unbeatable. True entrepreneurial success isn't just what you build, it's who you help build along the way. Andrew's rodeo approach involves lassoing loved ones into powerful opportunities, challenging them. Are you 50-something going on 65, just walking the green line until retirement? Or are you 50-something going on 35 with enough daring wisdom to take the ride of your life? His lifelong friend Jim Wilson exemplifies this transformation. After 27 successful years at Eastman Chemical, Jim was calculating exact days until retirement. Andrew challenged him to join his ventures for less than half his corporate salary. Within 2 years, Jim was thriving in three businesses involving both sons and became CEO of BioPure, landing major university clients in one of their most explosive franchise launches. When COVID-19 hit, Andrew's teams demonstrated rugged qualities by organizing disruption to gain market share. The BioPure team condensed a 15-month expansion plan into 2 months. Boxdrop pivoted quickly, achieving double-digit growth during the worst 3 months when the industry was down 40%. This is championship-level entrepreneurship, surfing monster waves with exhilaration rather than fear. The journey demands humble grit, fervent work ethic, balanced pride, mental toughness, and faith. But the rewards extend beyond financial success. They include building something meaningful, helping others achieve their potential, and living life on your own terms. Your legacy isn't measured by what you accumulated, but by how many others you helped rise.